The Earth Fire Alliance released a statement saying that it hopes to have more satellites in place to assist with such monitoring so that every point on the planet will be seen every 20 minutes. I'm going to read that again. The Earth Fire Alliance released a statement saying that it hopes to have more satellites in place to assist with such monitoring so that every point on the planet will be seen every 20 seconds. Huh. Thinking out loud, is that Big Brother or is that fire safety? Oh well. And moving right along here to the third article. Okay. The next article is about NASA, which is facing antenna troubles, which as many of us know, are not only a bother, but can be downright costly in certain cases. Check this out here, man. The U.S. Space Agency, NASA, is facing a repair bill between $4.1 and $4.6 million for Deep Space Station 14. Its 70-meter RF antenna near Barstow, California, and it's all because of what it has found to be inadequate procedures and inadequate training of workers. Man, mercy, that's terrible. A report recently released by the agency said that its investigation found a number of primary causes, including human error, weaknesses in software, and an undetected failure in the antenna's hydraulic limit system, which is its final mechanical safeguard. The incident took the antenna out of service last September as it was tracking the Juno mission for deep space exploration focused on Juniper. NASA considers these findings to be its final report.
CMN Network.
Last September, I read that already. But, okay, here's what I want to pick back up. Investigators concluded that operators felt compelled by workplace culture to work as quickly and efficiently as possible, often stretching beyond their usual roles of expertise and training to keep the antenna operating. NASA considers these findings to be its final report. The antenna, a key part of the deep space network, is expected to be out of service until 2028. My goodness, that's something I wanted to talk to John about. He's generally talking about people that don't know what they're doing, so good grief. And it's costing us $4.8 million to get it fixed. N9OKA, back to net control.